we have Shulchanach to do now. We're up to, did we start reading the Shulchanach now?
Yeah.
What? We're up to Sif Dalet. Okay. David, can I impose upon you, please? Fine, that's very straightforward, right? You cook a piece of meat in there, you pull it out, you don't know how much came out, therefore you assume that it's all came out. Okay. Okay, and the Mechaber, then skip the Rama for one moment. The Yeshmi. Okay, so that's Shishit Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Rama says, Vinogim Kisvara Harishona. Okay, so he, basically the Mechaber here states the Din of the Gemara, very straightforward. The only question is how much it was boleh. Now this is a point I think needs to be made, and a number of you have asked this question. Al Pidin, although very rarely can you actually take this into consideration, if you had a pot that you knew that you only used part of the pot with this, you never cooked in this pot more than a certain higher level, then in theory, all you need to kosher is up until that point. In reality, you almost never know that, and you also have to be concerned a little bit about nitzotos, but that not still not nitzotos. The reason why, when you kosher a pot and you fill it to the rim, the reason why you drop a hot rock in it, or as I suggested, pour some boiling water into it, the reason why you do that is because sometimes stuff splatters on the top, the edge of the pot, and therefore by getting the water, ma bolo benitzotzos, kach poto benitzotzos, right? You drop something in and the water splashes over the sides, and that constitutes the hechsher. So, but in theory, let's say you had a pot where you knew that you never boiled above a certain level because you knew, you know, sometimes it might be it's a situation where you're not supposed to the way you use the pot. So in that case, in theory, you also shouldn't require the kasher above. That's why when we're calculating the blios here, in other words, the except for Rabbeinu Peretz by metal, the assumption is that blios don't travel through the pot, you know, the spoon this way. The blios just go into the outer surface area. They penetrate, you know, where from that way, I guess, perpendicular to the iser, but that's where they penetrate and not further. Jonathan? But we don't know how much it went gave off. That's the problem. That's the chal.
We just have to give some numbers. We just get
correct. Correct. Okay. Fine. Now, in saying that this is true, whether it's cheres or etz or mateches, there is another shita that the Mechaber is simply rejecting here, which is, as the Shach points out in Sifkot on Yudbeis, Klomar lafuke soras haraiva disfirle de be'etzu v'mateches kevan de eshel hafri de esere de hagala in misharim b'chula ala umden omed yafa kama yatsi menu ela ein chiluk. Right? The Raivid shita was that you only say that you're misharim b'chula on something that is not chozer lehetero. In the case of the chal, it's nasis nevela, or in the case of a klicheres, since you can't kasher a klicheres, the Raivid says that's where you assume, if you don't know how much was nivla, you, or how much was niflat, you assume it's the entire kli. But a kli eitz, people ask, how can you kasher wood? It's porous. The answer is, kasher only exists because materials are porous. If materials weren't porous, then they wouldn't absorb. You wouldn't need to kasher in the first place. So yes, wood absorbs, and you can kasher wood. The problem with cheres is that cheres absorbs, but hatorah he'ida al klei cheres she'ena yotzei midei dofio la'olam. You can never get it all out. So the Ravid says that when it comes to things that you are actually able to kasher, wood or metal, there you're not mishar b'chula. There, since the pot is chozer lehetero, so or lachshero, therefore Yemeshire, how much you think actually came out. Again, it's difficult because it seems to be against the Gemara's comment, de'i b'may denafek mine ketzad yadinan. And how do you know? Well, and if you can make an omed yafa there, why can't you make an omed yafa by cheres as well? Nope. Okay. Anyway, that's what the Mechaber says. Now the Rama adds an important point. Uvovad.
Uvovad
So we know that by Malicha, not only Asher's Kedei Kli, but just be aware that for Ashkenazim, we are Machmir by Malicha, and we assume that Malicha is Oser Kulav. The Shach points out here, there, Hashulchan quotes, is also that we're Mechalik between Ochlim and Kelim. If my memory serves me correctly, the reason why we're Machmir by Malicha is because we're Choshesh for Davar HaMifapeah. And we're never really sure what is considered an Isser Shamein. And the assumption is that an Isser Shamein by Tzli and by Malicha are Mifapeah B'chulo. You don't need Bishul for that. And since we're not really sure what's called an Isser Shamein, therefore we assume we're Machmir all things and we require Shishim in the food in order to be Mevatel the Isser if you did Malicha. But we're not Machmir by a pot. Presumably the reason for that would be, well, I shouldn't say, you may not have a Chashash, a Piyapu, a Chelem, and a Kli. Maybe that's why, but whatever it is, that's why the Shach writes, in Sifkat on Yudalad, Bechli, Dafka Bechli, Avo Bedvar Machal, Kaimal, and Denesar Kula, Kedil El Simen Tzadi Al Sepei, and Simen Kofei Sifta. So we will get to deal with that. Okay, and now, the Shach also adds that the same thing is true by Malicha as if you're asked for something, Ayidei Iroi. Right, there's a big machlokas harishon. We're gonna get to deal with all the stuff when we get to Simen Kofei. Right, Kofei is the mechanics of from Kofhei through with Kofches are the a little bit Kofzai and also are the mechanics of flavor transfer. So here the Shach is already sort of filling you in. So you, some of you may know there's a big machlokas harishon in Rashbam and I think Rabbeinu Tam, one of the other Balei Atosos, what is the din of Iri Mikli Rishon? It comes up in Shabbos. So I think Rashbam claims that Iri Mikli Rishon is Kikli Sheni, it's not Mevashel. But the Balei Atosos rule that Iri Mikli Rishon is Mevashel Kidei Klipa. It's only Mevashel the outside, you know, a layer. So the same thing in terms of being Mavlia, and just note, by the way, Bishul and Balua, or Blia may not be the same thing. I mean, they're not the same thing, and they may not have the same standards. In other words, we say that Kli Sheni ain't a Mevashel, but we're going to see the Shita of the Rashba, which I think we really disregard, mostly. The Shita of the Rashba is that a Kli Sheni is Mavlia, it causes flavor to be absorbed as well. But Kli Sheni Mevashel, the answer is yes, it's not Mevashel, but it is Mavlia Umaflit. So here the Shach points out, the Kasa B'Toras Chathas Reish Klal Pehei, B'Shem Yisr V'Heter, again the Toras Chathas, we've asked, is the Ramah Sefer. I assume it was written before the Mappa and the Shulchan Aruch. A lot of halacha books, especially on Isser V'Heter, were written in Europe. You have the Shari Dura, who we've not seen very much yet. You have the Isser V'Heter Aruch. What? Right. So I thought the Shari Dura also should, but maybe there is no Shari Dura here. I don't know. So you have these halacha svarim, and the Toras Chathas belongs in that category. The Toras Chathas is available. So because of the Toras Chathas, Shem Reish Klal Perak Pehei, B'Shem Yisur V'Heta, Duhu Adinim Nesar Aklei Yedei Ira, Ein Tzarech L'Shar Raki Yedei Klipa Avol, Nesar Yedei Kivisha, with pickling, Tzarech L'Shar Kenega Kulo, Ad Kan L'Shon. Okay. Fine. Now the Ramah continues. In the second Haggah. Fine. And period. That's the goes with what came before. Now he says, so there is a Nerach HaShulchan points out, I think that the Isser V'Heter maybe seems to have Chalav, but most of the Acharonim are working with the assumption that it's Chalav. Because Chalav is kind of hard to do this with. Chalav is actually much easier to do with this. Yeah, what? It happens on its own, in fact. You know what happens? Whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing to take the fat out of the chicken soup, now arguably, I would argue it's a bad thing, but if you're interested in taking the fat out of the chicken soup, you wait till the chicken soup cools, and then the fat, if you freeze it especially, you get all the fat congealed on the top. So when you take it out of the freezer, you can just... The cream, So when you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, I don't know, he uses some, I assume, Polish or Russian word, but I think he refers to the part of the milk out of which you make butter, which is the cream. So that could work if that were the case here. Anyway, but in my Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah actually has the nikud. Somebody put in the nikud of chelev. So, avochenim nafal chelev tocha tavshil. Okay. So the nature of chelev is lahakfi. What does lahakfi mean, by the way? Not to congeal. No, you're thinking basar kafu. But lahakfi, it may be congeal, but there's another word. Rashi quotes this all over Shas. It's an Aramaic word. You do have the word in biblical Hebrew as well, the chagbina takpieni in Sefer Eov. So that means, there it means to congeal, to curdle, but actually Rashi all over Shas points out that word, that the targum of Vayitzaf HaBarzel, by Elisha's miracle, is Ukfa Parzela. Kuf Pe Aleph. It means to float. So here it congeals and it floats and accumulates on top. So v'derech hachelev, teva hachelev lahakpi, v'lotzuf lamala, alamayim. Here maybe you mean lahakpi because lotzuf means to float, but it's actually synonymous. It's like zara chaya v'kayama. It's a duplicate. That's what it means. Okay, so v'yisirenu misham. Why? Why do you have to do this? Right, imagine if you have, you know, again, my favorite shell game, you know, which is the... Okay, you see my pen? Okay. I haven't come over. Where's my pen? Somebody didn't recognize the pen in the first place. But the point is, it's not a harodes because it's Isser's nikar. You can't say this bittel. So the same thing is true here. If you can remove the Isser, the Rama says you have to remove the Isser. You only rely upon bittel when you don't have another choice. Now, of course, the real question is, what exactly, why do you need shishim or not? So here, pretty much all the achronim say pe'echad, that this is only if you have shishim. But if you didn't have shishim, even though you remove the chela that floats to the top, it's no worse than a chatichas nevela that fell in, which the Rama talks about in the next line, and you pull it out and falls into it. We don't assume just because you pulled it's the beginning of this siftalit, actually. You don't assume that just because you pulled the piece of nevela out, that you remove some of the blias, because it could be the nevela was maslit all of its time into the keter. You have to be machmir. So the Shach writes in Sifkat and Tassayin, Mashma dehecha delaka shishim lamahani nesines mayin tzonim. Kach kasa b'tar aschatas klal pehei adin yudzayin behed yabachin kasa b'yisir behetan klal chafkim al sof din tes b'shem ra'avan. V'chein kol ha-poskim lov eskiru hetan nesines mayin tzonim hecha delaka shishim. Elavan ha-kevin delaka shishim avo pishinose mayin tzonim nemikom hako mitchila nifla tama iser. All the fats flavor came out. V'tayim alo batil b'mashe meisir ha-shuman achar kach. V'lo odith mei ilu nafal chatichas iser. Aval pisha makiro v'hushalay mizrako tzar shishim keneged kulo uched dekasu hator v'machayim v'chal poskim. And this is all below kehabach shesamach atzmo agos isur v'heter lahatir b'di'evet aydeni siyas mayim tzom afilu leka ayin lekaman reishim and kufdal. We do not paskin like the Bach. As a general shita, as a general rule, and you've heard me say this before, maybe not this year, but I get to say at least once this year, if you're looking for a wild and crazy shita, the place on the page to look for it in all probability is the Bach. The Bach was the father-in-law of the Taz, and as I've told the story last year, when I asked Rishechu and I was doing Yeridea, what should I do in terms of, he said, you should learn the Mechaber and the Ramah, and the Shach, and the Biur Hagra, and the Pesachei Tshuva. He said, what about the Taz? The Taz is a pilpul sefer. The Taz was the Bach's son-in-law, so it runs in the family. So despite the fact that Rabbi Clapper and Rabbi Raymond claim the Bach is a misunderstood genius, so he's a misunderstood genius, fine. But nonetheless, if you're looking for really interesting materials, especially if you're a brisker, and you're looking for really interesting shitos to work with, so the Bach is a very nice place to mine things. But anyway, in the Bach comes both crazy chumras and crazy kulas, which is usually the case with people who have an intellectual shita. It comes out both ways. It's consistently inconsistent, if you want to call that. But in this case, the Bach is very makel. Okay, fine. Yes, Yehuda. Don't defend the Bach, please, here, okay?
Would you be required to do this if it would damage the soup?
Interesting. So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes Achronim who say no, that you wouldn't have to do it. And they quote the analog of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir. Let's say the soup had both heter and mutter fat in it, was an example. I wasn't going to talk about it because I didn't have a correct example, but you gave a good example, right? So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes some Achronim who say that in that case you don't have to do it because damage to the food. But he questions that. He says it's one thing to talk about by a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, that if there's a hefset involved, you don't have to do it, because then that's not called a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. But here, it's not that it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. It's that if the Isser is nicker inside the pot, then it's not called a taroves, and therefore it shouldn't matter if it's going to interfere with the flavor, and it's going to take out some of the good ingredients as well. The counter argument to that is that in the Ramos says that it's efshar lasir misham. In theory, it's always efshar lasir misham, right? With enough chemistry and enough whatever, you could always do it. How far do we go? I have to say it. It's the same question I asked about the, and again, it's not entirely clear, I think, what the line is. In the discussion of everything comes back to the copepods in the New York City water, if they exist. The question is, how much does, at what point is the taroves simply impossible to sort out? Now, obviously, you can put a filter on. I guess, I don't know if filters actually work, but people think they work. But the question is, how much trouble do you have to go through? It's theoretically always efshar lasir misham. And what's that? I would argue, in fact, that the it's an issue. Nobody assumes. Everybody assumes the problem with the copepods is that they're barrier shlema. The response of why the copepods would be mutter, one of two reasons: either because you think that this is not the copepods aren't asuros for whatever reasons, then they're not the kinds of creatures that are asur, or because you don't think they're there, meaning not under a microscope, but you don't think they can actually be seen. I've hunted for these copepods to a great deal, and I have yet to find, you know, bikashtir v'lo mitzasiv. So maybe I just have bad water samples. But the point is, ask yourself the following question. Let's say you know that every copepod lost a leg, so it's not a berry anymore, but you could still filter it out of the water. We don't seem to require filtering there. The assumption is that that's already, it's actually a serum isham. You're not allowed to eat ants even if they're not whole. Right? It's just that there's bittel on them. Yes, but when it's efshar lasir misham, you should have to filter the water even if it's only little parts of copepods. Zelo shamanu me'olam. So there's a question of what does it mean efshar lasir misham? Yes?
Just that concept of
the
whole concept of bittel. You have to remove it, then
bittel atam, maybe. In other words, the ant juices that got absorbed into the food. What's that? Correct, right, well, in a situation where you can't, right? Now, I'm not saying every situation you can, but there are a lot of situations where you can, but it just requires a lot of tircha. Yehuda?
I don't think that's true about time. I think if you bring it to a scientist and ask them to remove all the time and use different molecular ways of separating things on the very tiny level and possibly remove all the molecules of time.
I agree, but they couldn't do that. So yes, there are more things we could do today than they could once do. But at the end of the day, so again, I still don't think we're required to. There is a kitzvah. There is a gvul in what you say. You know, it's a little bit to toss some cold water in there and let it cool down so that the fat, congeals and floats to the top. That's one thing. Right? That's why I'm saying the Aruch HaShulchan's position is not necessarily compelling, because even for this, there has to be a limit. There has to be a limit. Okay. There's an end of the Ramah. Go ahead, David. What's the problem with the Ramah? There's an obvious problem with this Ramah. Benji? No. The problem with the Ramah is the second part of the Ramah. Yeah. You stick the spoon in the first time. Let's say it's maflit from its iser, and it absorbs some heter into the walls of the spoon. Now mixed with the iser. According to the Ramah, by Shari Surin, you say Chatichan Asas Nevela. So on the assumption that you say Chatichan Asas Nevela on a Dabar HaBaloah, which seems to be the position of the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rashba, not like the Ramban. So then, the balua in the spoon the first time, the pot might be mutter. Why? Because the pot had shishim kidei levatel beheter in the spoon, the iser in the spoon, but the spoon presumably is not necessarily mafled everything, and inside the spoon you might have iser. Question that premise, that might be part of the answer, but that sounds like a reasonable premise. Now when you stick the spoon in again, there's more iser. In other words, the sum maximum iser that there might be in the spoon is almost, not quite, twice the volume of the spoon. You see, if the spoon spit out more than 60/61 of its iser when you first stir the pot, and then what's left in the spoon is more enough heter to be mevatel the 1/61 of iser that's in it. But if it did happen, which it could very well not happen, then you could have almost two times the volume of the spoon keneged what is of Israel. In other words, the original issur that was in the spoon, and now that which new issur which has been created because of chatich hanasas nevela. So again, for the mechaber, it's probably not going to be a problem because you don't say chanan by shari surim. But for the Rama, who says you do say chanan by shari surim, so it's a big chiddush. Why should you? It's not a big chiddush. It's questionable. Why should you be able to stick the spoon in twice and only count it once?
What was the Rama's decision to see this in this case? What does the Rama think is going on?
You stirred it once with the spoon.
Right, stirred once with the spoon.
And then you stirred it again with the spoon.
What is it?
The same pot. He says, if you stir...
What is the status of the spoon prior to this?
The spoon has Isser in it, let's say. It's Badol Mechazer. And now you stick it into a pot of meat, and you stir it around.
So there's specifically an actual Isser that we're dealing with right now, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, Chalav.
It could be Chalav and Basar, but you
Well, no, if it's Chalav and Basar, there's an easy way out, right?
No. Firstly, it's in Simen Tzadiches. We're not limiting ourselves to basar.
Well, except that's
number one.
If that's the case, that we're talking about basar b'chalav right now.
Really? Where do you see us talking about basar b'chalav?
Oh, I'm sorry. One second.
I don't see basar b'chalav at all in this Simen. It's this sif.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I was jumping the gun for the next...
Okay. Excellent.
My apologies.
My apology accepted. Okay.
Wouldn't he say it's misbatel the first time?
What's that?
Why would you have a chanan issue here? You said it's misbatel the first time.
No, the issur in the pot was misbatel, but what's in the spoon?
Also, is he talking about the spoon? It says issur is misbatel, but there are the hasi root.
No, the second part. So the same thing. He doesn't write. It doesn't have to be a spoon. Either way, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The point is even better. It's even a better argument. You don't have to... I'm sorry, I said it wrong. You don't have to come on to the Machlokes from Badar Hashva. This piece of chazir that fell in, that you pulled down, right, is certainly Reis Osir. And anything that's called the one now for the Rama is Chatich Hanasas Nevela. So you could actually... The whole point, the Rama is trying to say that the maximum amount of chazir, amount of Isser that you have in this pot is the volume of that original Kazayas of chazir. And even if it absorbed, it spit out some flavor, it absorbs some of the stuff in the pot, you stick it in a second time, there's still net sum of chazir, there's still one kazayas of chazir. But it's not true according to the Rama, because when you stick it in the first time, the 3/4 of the chazir flavor is emitted, and it absorbs 3/4 of, you know, of kosher meat flavor. That kosher meat flavor is now nasei snevela. So now when you stick it, it's true you'll never be able to taste the chazir in the pot, but there's more than just an Isser Kazayas of Chazir. There's a Kazayas of Chazir and maybe 3/4 or 7/8 of a Kazayas of Basar. So it might be maybe Vino, but it's still Basar. And as if I take, I have to think about, I have to come up with a better case. Let's say it's Nevela. Let's keep it simple. Nevela and Basar. So the point is Nevela absorbs some of the Basar. And now you have the equivalent of almost 2 Kazayasim of Nevela. You should require almost 120 Kazayasim to be Mevatel, not 60. You're just making the case worse.
You're really treating like the chunk and the vela as
like a separate container. Yeah. It's even better than the spoon, because the spoon, the Ramban would just say, you don't have to worry, because the Ramban would say, number one, there's no chanan by shari sum, and number two, there's no chanan inside the spoon. But here, at least by the piece of nevela, you still have to say chanan by shari surim, but you don't have to worry about the spoon problem.
Yeah. So in the Gemara we said that Shavir Rabban, where the cup where this comes from, right?
Yeah.
Said Shavir Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Right. So, given that this is if this is operating as the Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Then why can't they just say like, great, this is, nothing else happened. Nothing else happens at this point. If you drop that, it's the same thing. If it's an Isser de Rabbanan anyway.
After the Musar I gave yesterday.
I would also argue that to repeatedly drop the same thing into the same pot over and over again until its status changes from heter to isser would be
fun.
A logical possibility.
That's fun.
Sorry?
That sounds like fun. I see you stand to your pot, smile at you as they take the piece of chazir and you.
Well, I mean, if the first time it's not usher, and then the first time you drop it into the kedera, it's batel. But now the second time you drop it in, it's heter. So especially if we're operating on a drug.
No, the kedera is not heter.
No, the kedera is.
Yeah, but I keep adding isser.
And You're adding the same isser over and over.
No. No.
Yes, you are. You're not adding anything. You're not physically changing anything in the
listening.
Body.
You're not listening. You're still tired from getting any babies. I'm taking the chazir the first time I dip it in. What I have according to the Rama now, when I remove it, is potentially an isser. One kazai is an isser, which happens to be 1/4 chazir, 3/4 boss, or whatever it is, right? So now I have, now how much isser is there total in the frame now? There's 3/4 of the chazir that fell into the pot. There's now an additional kazayas, which is a mixture of chazir and basar. I dip that in again. Now there's, when I leave it in and stir it up, there's 1 3/4 kazayasim of isser.
Right, which is crazy. You can't just like take the same pot and dip the same thing in twice and have
you
like...
You can if you have the ability. You're forgetting. Chaticha nasa
shtevela
means... Chaticha nasa shtevela means you're manufacturing isser.
I guess my problem is the same problem as Gail's problem from previous, right? Where we had, where all of a sudden you magically made an isser into heter and a heter into isser.
That's
right?
What chaticha...
It's a logical exclusion.
That is what chaticha nasa shtevela means. It means you are an isser manufacturing factory. That's what it is. You understand it by basar v'chalav. You don't like it by other isurim.
No, especially if we're dealing with an isur d'rabbanan anyway.
Okay,
the rabbanan create the fact that this is no longer.
So the Aruch HaShulchan, if I'm not mistaken, says firstly it's a safek how much it was boleya. Not it's a defense of the Ramah, and second, combined with that, he says it's only the Rabbanan. I think the reason he says it's the Rabbanan is I don't know if he says because Tam Ikor is a machlokas itself, so some say it's Rabbanan, or because Chanan by Shari Shum, I think is what he says, but I have to go check. Chanan by Shari Shum is in a Rabbanan. Okay, so you have a Safik in a Rabbanan here. That's only because it's fake Rabbanan, not because it's the Rabbanan. And let's not be Mizalza Bashiri the Rabbanan.
I'm defending the Rabbanan, not being crazy.
As if there were a Hava Mina? Okay.
Mati?
What about taking a comma above, saying each time you put it in, so that the stuff that got exuded, you can then...
So we say chashma v'neora.
Fine, so if you get...
That's the whole point.
What would Tom...
Remember, the Rashba says you say chashma v'neora even by min b'mina.
Yeah.
Right. According to the Rabbi, you'd be fine, either way. Right, but according to the Rashba, which is the way we're going to paskin. Yeah, I know, Mati. As you're seeing, you have to put together a lot of things. I'm asking, why is this Ramah crazy? You're wondering, what's the problem with Ramah? And you don't realize how many shitas you may have to put together in order to arrive at why there's a problem in the Ramah. Okay. The difference is, I have been exposed to the Yerodea now. This is my, you know, fourth time during Yerodea. It's your first. So you haven't have all the crazy cheshbonis in your head yet. You'll get there. You'll see. We don't know how much, and part of Heter gets absorbed into that piece of Nevela, we then pull it out. Right?
So then Chaticha Nasis
dictates
that the entire volume of the Nevela is now...
Is nevela, even though it might have absorbed Heter and already made it Isser. Now, how much nevela is in the pot after the first cooking? Up to 1 kazayas. How much Isser is now in the piece of nevela that you pulled out? Close to 1 kazayas. Close to 1 plus close to 1 yields you close to 2. You need much more in the pot to be mevatel. Because you had enough to be mevatel.
Oh, so this is the thing.
What's that?
Why doesn't the nevela that was I guess emitted into the pot in the first
chazir v'neora? That was what Mati was getting at. He says, why do you say chazir v'neora? You can't taste it. The answer is the Rashba says you say chazir v'neora even by mimimina. You should have a question or comment?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we only say chazir v'neora when there actually is more iser. Maybe we don't put together Chaticha Nasa Nevela and Chazir v'neora.
So again, I don't think, if you could come up with such a scenario at Basar B'chalav, I don't think we would say that. I think you're only saying that because you're really a closet Karaite and you don't accept rabbinic decrees. No, I'm kidding. You know, in other words, you're going, here's the kind of the Rabbanans. Okay?
It's not the Rabbanans. The Chazir v'neora is intrinsically about the fact that we actually have more Iser in this pot than can be Mevatel. If we don't actually have...
We do, but that's what you're not acknowledging. Chaticha Nasis Nevela, as I said, you stepped out for that, means that we have an Isser manufacturing plant here. That's what it is.
Maybe it's just a Gezerah.
So we know that by Shari Surim, for those who hold it, it's only the Rabbanan. So if you want to say, you can talk about it's a Sveika, how much it was polite anyway and absorbed with the Rabbanan. Okay, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan more or less says.
Okay, so how does it
follow these things? Trying to say conservation of mass. We say...
Well, remember, when we add a new isur to it, I mean, the previous isur, which now we don't know its quantity, it comes up again.
But let's say we knew. For the moment, put aside the suffix of knowing. Let's say we could quantify and know that the Chazir gave off three, or Nevela gave off three quarters of its tam, and absorbed three quarters of Heter, which is not, and when you pull it out, it now turns the Heter Nepach Lios Isser, right? The three quarters of the...
This is what he's saying differently. He's saying that because over there works according to his logic, very simply, is that you have this Isser comes in, and this now weaves is Batel, this 1/60th, and then we have another piece that comes in, so because of an error to add together to make it more than 1/60th. But here, when we have no new substance coming in...
But we do.
Substance.
That's the point. When I pull the piece of nevela out, I have now, when I pull it out, and it's no longer cooking in that pot, and the flavor transfer stopped, and I have that one kazayas nevela, which is composed of a quarter of nevela and three quarters of hetatam, standing outside the pot.
He's saying you should...
I know, but I'm saying once it's outside the pot, by basar b'chol, unless you want to say it's only a chumad rabbanon, but by basar b'chol medaraisa, it's mamish new nevela that's been created. So the same thing is true here. This piece, once I pull it out, the factory gets going and it labels all the heter and his isser. There really is now a total of 1 3/4 kazesim of isser. Unless you want to say that Hanan by Shari Sum is only drabanon, so therefore we don't really take it so seriously. Yeah, okay. Morning.
Why is it only nasis nevela once you pull it out?
Well, when it's still in the pot, I think we would say that the flavor is still being transferred. And we don't... It's sort of like in the same way that you might not... the way Tosa says... that when a tipa falls on a chatichas basar, so we don't say when it initially lands on a certain part of chaticha, that part gets flavored immediately, and then that's nasis nevela, and then the rest of it, you know, why don't we say that? We'd rather we say if there's enough basar in the chaticha to nevela the one tipa, we say it's batel. But why don't we look at the intermediate stages? The answer is because if it's only to spread on its own right now in the current circumstances, we don't isolate something and say that thing is nasis nevela. So the same thing is true here. Moshe?
Why do we say that the taste that gets absorbed into the chazir from the basar, that it exists? Like, when you taste the chazir, you're not able to taste this this kosher meat flavor that got absorbed.
I presume you can, actually, to some extent. If you cook, if the chazir can flavor the meat, a one piece of chazir can flavor 20 pieces of meat, I assume in that process, the chazir certainly will have absorbed flavor of the meat. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a, metzias is a given. Alex?
At each point in which you're reinserting the meat, the chazir with now different ratios of heter, the taste is different because there's ratios of
correct, but the point is the Rashba holds that even by min bimino you say chazir v'neor, right? It doesn't matter that at a different time. It's iser. So, you know, you have one kazayas of iser, straight up chazir. You have one kazayas of 25% chazir. You have one kazayas of 12% chazir, right? But they're still all iser. In other words, each iser is a different kind of iser.
Isn't that exactly, I understand that you're very aggressive, but I'm not understanding it. Isn't that exactly the Rosh's case of like Dan and Tayla, that iser is not
iser? No, because the Rosh doesn't hold the chaticha nasas nevela.
Yeah, but the Shaf finds a way to explain.
He comes up with a case that it will work even for the Ramah, but you don't need to, for the Rosh, you have to come with crazy cases there, right? Whether Isser v'Heter fell in together, or whether they didn't cook together, so never transfer flavor, whatever it is. But it's all to get around that problem, right? For the Rosh, in the original case, it's not a problem at all. For those who don't have Chanan by Shari Suim, it's simple why you only need... why you only count the spoon once. Because the maximum sum total of Isser in this universe that we are looking at is what was there originally. There's no more manufacturing. The only thing that might happen is Isser turning into Heter. Heter into the Isser is not happening. But if you hold Hanan, you're saying that there's an Isser manufacturing plant here. And it creates new Isser. That's what the idea of Hanan is. That's what it is by Basar B'Chalav.
So Isser wouldn't be the
Basar B'Chalav.
These different types of Isser.
Well,
meaning these
correct.
Ratios.
Let's assume for the moment that they have the same tam at a certain point, same basic tam. If we're nevela, let's say we're nevela and basa, where it's mimimino in the first place. Right? So there, it's of course, if the Rashba says, once you reach the shear of what would have been the sinas tam of Isser, if it weren't sheino mino, so that's what the Rashba says.
But so I'm just trying to wrap my head around this case where if it's, let's say it's two different types of meat. So we can say that at each point when you put it in, let's say that we decided that all those different ratios are all different. Right?
Like okay.
So then how come...
The bottom line is you're never going to be able to taste the chazir. That's clear in Metzias. That's not going to change. So the question is, are you going to say a chazer v'neor anyway?
We have Iksurim Hanan on this means.
Right.
But I'm saying those Hanan Iksurim taste different at each different
okay.
process.
So what I'm going to say to you is that...
So there's never a kizayis of
the same flavor.
Right.
Yes. So I would say, firstly, that probably... So you're going to say, according to... And as if he's Surma Mavatlim Zesa, so here I'm going to play the other side of the game, which is probably the taste difference, you know, along the various spectrum, is not markedly different. The tam is so close together that that's probably called the same tam. But anyway, what I would argue at a certain point anyway, it's effectively functioning like Mimbamino. Right? It's functioning like Mimbamino because you can never taste the Isser. So it effectively is Mimbamino for tam purposes. Well, either way, it wouldn't matter. Mimashino Miminim, and we say it's Chazav in Ura. By Mimimino, it's Chazav in Ura once you reach the shear of, it would have been. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to beat this to death. We already have. You're going to have to be put on a question limit. Yes. Hard questions
maybe.
Count different than yours, but you have to be truthful whether they're your questions or questions. Yes.
So people say that the shear is, if it would have been no ten tam, is chazer v'neor, but this would not have been no ten tam because you would never be able to taste it. There's only chatikah
no.
Maybe the shear for chazer v'neor bichlal is if it's no ten tam, or if it would have been no ten tam.
What it means, it would have been no ten tam if it had a different taste.
Because that's what's mean to me, though. But maybe mibishen amimo, the shear is always no ten tam.
It's called mibimino here for these purposes. Okay, let's move on. Yes. It does. The chazer taste starts to get weaker, for sure. I'm sure that happens in Metzias.
Well, when we take out, it's still, the taste of the chazer is still there,
so that it will render that chaticha, yeah. Okay. Yes, Liam.
Is it possible that Ramaz is referring to, I guess, the most likely cases that you, a piece of the vela falls into the pot, then you take it out, and as you take it out, it slips out of your hand and falls back in. So it's only in there for, like, maybe a half a second on the second time. So
I don't know that we have a gavul for that.
You're
right that in Metzias, if something that sits in the pot for a shorter amount of time is going to give off less than for a long time, but we don't know how much the difference. So once again, we're Misharin Bechula. That's why a kvela would be so useful. And for your case, not for the kvela is not going to solve the problem in the Rambam. Alex?
And just to clarify, I think you had addressed this case. If it had given off, if the chazer had given off more than 60 once
of its flavor, so that what it absorbed of the heter was now, in theory, mevatel the tam of the chazer in that piece of meat, assuming such a thing was efshar, so it would not aser again, presumably. It wouldn't have, its tam would be batel, so it couldn't aser, I would think. I don't know you ever really get there, but, you know. Okay. Fine. Sif hey. David, take one more. Below Amrinan. Right, so the Mechaber here is quoting the way the Rama understood the case of the Tor. The Tor has this case on the Rashba, that if it's a new spoon, or it's an Eina Ben Yomo, and you cook only one kazayis of challah with it. So all that's below on the spoon right now is a kazayis, that matters, that's l'shvach, is a kazayis of challah. And now you stick that into the pot, you're only mishar, you don't even bat that one kazayis. Aval,
yishana,
okay. So that's the shita of the Rashba. And the shita that we ultimately, I think, paskin like, which is that that chanan applies even inside of kalim. And then the mechaber says, "V'yesh misha omer."
Yesh misha omer. Shigam bezo ein tzar el shishin levatel hakidai shabala.
That is the shita. You look in the Be'er Hagola, you look in the Gra, and you will see that is the shita of the Ramban. Okay. The Gra quotes it from Tosfos. Okay. Fine. And now the Rama continues. Against the Rabban, Kamosh Nespar La'el. Chalav. We'll see that case where he says that you say Hanan on what is Balua in the Kedera. And you don't, you're not Mishar only Keneged the Chalav. The Yesh. Now, one could have read this Ramah, but it is not the intent of the Ramah, as providing, as adopting what I would say a Ravid-like Shita. Remember, the Ravid held that you don't say Misharin Bechula when you can be Machshir the Kli, when it's a Davar Achozer Lehetera. So the same thing here you could have said, that the whether you say that there's no difference between whether it was a ben yomo or not, the primary difference is what was the material of the kli. In other words, if it's a kli cheres, you say chanan on what is balua, and if it is a kli which you can kasher, you don't say chanan which is balua. Meaning some kelim we would follow the shita of the Rashba, some cases we follow the shita of the Ramban. However, that's not correct. The Ramah's intent, apparently, and it's not carefully, it's not pointedly formulated, is that even it's a given that you say Hanan on that which is Balu on the Kli. But he wants to go a step further and say that the Kli itself is Nases Nevela when it's a Kli Charis. In other words, when Isser Behet, when Isser is Nivla in a metal pot, we assume that the total Isser in there is just this Isser that was Nivla. We don't assume that since it's buried in the pot, that the pot itself is Nases Nevela, and we're afraid that the metal will give off flavor into the food. But by Charis, you say that the Charis itself is Nases Nevela, and therefore, you have to be mevatel keneged the entire cheres, which means even if you only used a small amount of milk, and you can't do milk, you have to do with iser. You used only a small amount of chazir that was cooked in this earthenware pot, assume that the entire pot is now nevela. Now that sounds crazy, and the Shach thinks it is crazy, but I want to point out to you that it's not particularly compelling or persuasive in this case. But there is another situation to think about. I have not actually been able to find, doing research, research means Googling, but that's a pretty good mode of research, to find actually anything discussed scientifically of the practice of what's known as cheres hadrayani. And you know what cheres hadrayani is? It's mentioned in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Hegiani cheres. It's mentioned among one of the things that are asurin and asur bahana. Why? Because apparently the way the Gemara explains is they would take this very porous earthenware and they would soak it in wine. And what it would do is it would absorb a lot of wine, then you take it out and dry off the surface, and they, instead of carrying the liquid with them, they carried the pottery. And then when they got to the, when they were wherever they were, they would soak it in water so they could drink wine. And the Gemara speaks, I assume this is very real. The Gemara is not speaking about imaginary stuff here. Klecheres Batalmud Bren. I didn't look there, but I figured if this was in fact the Roman practice, it should show up in some. I have not been able to find it. Look, we do know that there are kinds of things that certainly absorb, the casks have an impact upon it, but this was an order, I assume it was not the strongest, although the Gemara does describe it in pretty strong terms. One does wonder in that case, when you talk about cheres hadrayani, to what extent is the cheres almost like, you know, overwhelmed by the wine and almost becomes part of it. At the end of the day, it's still very difficult to argue that something that is basically not food, almost inert in this context, should actually count in terms of how much iser is given off in the heter. It's one thing when you say that yayin nesach gets mixed in with bread or gets mixed in with something else, that you say chaticha naseh is nevela, and you say all of this food is nevela now. But it should only be shayach to say chanan by things that are subject to the prohibition of nevela. A pot, if you wish to eat a pot, I don't advise it. Your dentist probably wouldn't like it, or maybe he would like it, he'll get a lot of business. But at the end of the day, there's no iser in eating a pot because it's not food. So it's hard to imagine saying chanan on a mixture of food and non-food. But shaya chanan. It's not food. David?
Yeah, I don't know the mitzvahs, but I would just think that if, you know, we just discussed eights being coarse as well, and that coarse enough that you're able to, you know, remove the tam that was in it, that presumably it would, you know, be better than cheres at transferring that tam to food that was placed within it, and therefore be worse than gather chanan.
Well, no, I assume that for them, earthenware was more porous than wood.
But it was somehow more porous, yet still unable to have everything removed?
Correct. No, yes, that's, I mean, not necessarily, but I don't know that it was less porous.
But it just doesn't sound like those two would go hand in hand. It sounds like if it was more porous to the extent that it, you know, gives taste to food, then it
could be one-way porous. Look, the bottom line is that...
I'm talking the same direction.
No, the point is that it could be that the earthenware... you're arguing the more porous it is, easy come, easy go. And I'm suggesting it's one-way valves.
And I'm saying even if it is one-way valves...
So earthenware could be more porous than wood.
The same direction for Hagola as it is for giving time to the food out of the material, you know, into the space within it. And by Hagola, by wood, we say that it would be able to be...
Right, so the reason for that is not purely amount. This seems to be a conceptual... Think about the Ravid. Why are you Mishair? The palat, you make an omed yofeh by things that you can kasher versus things that you can't. It runs counterintuitive to that tzar, right? Cheres, you should have adarabah, you should be mishar by the palat because it might not be polled at everything because cheres has never polled at everything. Whereas when it comes to the things you can kasher, it is polled at everything, you should be more machmir. But instead the Ravid says the opposite. So the answer is that line that Sam so delicately skipped over with Danny's approval of translating and explaining in the Rashba's Torah Sabayis yesterday, which was the Hesber of the Ravid, it's more a Lumdish idea than a Metzias idea.
What was that? Yeah. I didn't understand that.
I know that's because they didn't explain it.
I
so
I gave no such approval.
You just smiled at him when he said, oh, great, I didn't have to translate. You were an accessory to the crime after the fact. Okay. Fine. As you say, you don't remember because you're so tired. But
I remember exactly.
Okay. Anyway, so I understand your question, but it seems that the logic behind it is not purely, it's not based upon the amount that's being niflat. It seems to be how we look at stuff which has an opportunity for heter. In other words, it comes back to the fact that chaticha nasas nevela seems to be tied to the idea that efshel lesochta was asa. In other words, so that's what and these are cases of efshel lesochta was mutter, because you can kasher it. So that it seems, whatever the svara exactly is, that's what it's tied to. Okay. Like, we don't like the Ravid in the first place. In other words, it's counterintuitive, which is really essentially what you're identifying. But the whole Ravid is counterintuitive. So however you work out the counterintuition there, you work out the counterintuition here.
How does this work with the Ramon of Darkei Moshe? Where he kind of seems to sound like...
Well, the Ramon of Darkei Moshe, firstly, here he ends up siding with the Mechaber. He doesn't argue. There he wants to say that the Tur himself is deliberately ambiguous. Which, by the way, I looked at the Torah Sabayis HaKatzar. I think the Ramah is correct. I think the Mechaber is wrong. The Tur had the Torah Sabayis HaKatzar. It didn't have the Aruch. And if you look at the formulation in the Katzar, and then you look at the way that the Tur quotes it, I think that the change is deliberate on the part of the Tur. I think the Ramah is correct. He was trying to avoid that particular issue. You can paskin either way. You don't have to, just because the Tur chose to be ambiguous doesn't mean the Mechaber can't paskin the way he does. But I think in terms of explaining what the Tur's intent was, I think that the Ramah is actually correct in the Darkei Moshe. I surprised myself, but I looked this morning at the Torah of Isaac Kotzer, and I think that I have to spend a little more time on it, but I thought that the formulation in the Kotzer was even starker in terms of its differences from the way the Torah presented it, which makes me think that it was deliberate on the part of the Torah. He did not want to get into the question, which he's going to address explicitly in Simon Kozayin, about the Machlokas, the Ramban, and the Rashba. For the moment, he just wanted to explain that, you know, a more broader principle of sheer bittul and how we make estimations. Okay. Fine. So the Shach takes issue, major issue with the Ramah here. The Shach in Sifkat al Chachal writes, V'yesh she'eim echalkin, ma'shenir shem kan b'shulchan arach. Rashba, b'toras abayis b'shem arayvet hu ta'us. Does it say that in your Shulchan Arach? No, it doesn't in mine. You go back to the earlier printed editions of Shulchan Arach. I'm willing to bet the one I have at home, which is I bought probably in the mid-80s. I'm willing to bet that's the standard Shulchan Aruch before they started redoing things in the fancy editions. I'm willing to bet you that will have the mistake in there. Now, the parentheses of the Ramah were not put by the Ramah, and the Shach frequently points out there an error, and he says this was not the Ramah's source. What does he say? The Rashba b'shem arayvet lo kasav kein elav the bekelim sheyesh lam hechsher v'agala afilu leyadin en kamabala in tzorach l'sher neged kulo el lefi omed das mai denofet minei chomo shekasavti v'sivkot en yubeis aval lo mai v'tval mi din nasis nevela אלא היש שאין מחלקן הוא מה שכסר בתור השחת אשר יש כל פהי בשם המורדכי,
The kosav de bedavar sheish lo hagala lo amrina bechatecha nasas nevela keva the esher lahafid iser misham ayide hagala. Now the Shach disagrees with the Rama's reading of the Mordechai. He says, "Umikomakom nira didafka bechlay yashan ka amar hachi." He thinks that the Mordechai, who makes this distinction of whether or not you say Hanan and what's balu on the kelim, which depends upon whether you could kasher the kli or not, he says that's dafka by a klei yashan, meaning when you had blios inside the pot, now you put tarfus into those blios. So here, the Mordechai, who's presumably subscribing to Hanan by Shari Surim, says that you only say Hanan on balua, meaning you only adopt the Rashma's position against the Ramban if you're talking about klei cheretz which are not chozer l'etera. Meaning it's a quasi-ravid-like shita, but not by how you mishar what came out of the kli, but whether you say Hanan inside the kli. That's how the Shach understood it. That's why he says, Dafka by kli yashan, meaning a kli that's already absorbed Isra, but it's ben yomo. Avol, b'kli chodash afilu shel cheres v'anay eino al das, shegup ha-cheres yosa nevela. How can anybody say that? B'chein das ha-marshal, b'isra v'heta shalo, v'sifra, and the amshar shlomo, per kir anasha, simen lam evav, b'chein abach, hisigal ha-rab b'zeh. Right? Remember, harav for the Shach again is the Ramah. He said, Bach also attacks him. Masha Kosav, the Klei Cheres Chodesh Nasis Devela. So the Shach rejects it. Again, it's a Pella. How can you say that non-food stuff becomes Devela? Umikomakom nira debi yishani yish lahachmi akosin aposkim v'hamachaber mechlalam v'nasis nevela afilu v'davar sheyish lo heta v'agala v'lomai v'sosov hashtavolo v'nasis nevela al behefsan merubach yagamna yish lahakil k'aposkim nishal eitzim atechas lomin nasis nevela v'chadibri mashal v'chim pasak abach. And so on. So the Shach says, "B'makom hefsed meruba, you can be somech upon the Mordechai," which means that you don't. In other words, it's a compromise position between the Ramban and the Rashba. You don't say chaticha nasne sevela on balua if the kli is kasherable. You only adopt the Rashba's chumrah that you say chanan on which is balua by a klei cheres. But that's only b'makom hefsed meruba. Otherwise, you should hold like the shita of the Rashba. But he says the Rama doesn't know what the Rama is talking about. Yes. No, it means the stuff that you cooked it in.
Stuff you cooked it in.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing is, it's not so much the Ramah is strange, it's that it seems to go with the Kedera Atzma thing that we reject.
In the reverse direction, though.
No, it seems to go, if we paskin Kedera Atzma, this would be consistent with
that. Yeah, right. Except for Kedera Atzma is the assumption of the capacity to absorb. That's all. The Gemara's Kedera Atzma makes more sense than the Ramah's Kedera Atzma.
Right. I'm saying the Ramah wouldn't be so ridiculous.
Right. In other words, there's no cheres flavor in the food. We do assume that the kedera might absorb completely, and we don't know how much, so if you cooked enough isser that it's the volume of the cheres of the kedera, we say you mishark an entire cheres. But that's because there was enough food that in theory could be there. But I'm not saying that cheres itself is nasas nevela. It's merapsa nigra. Breaks the roof. Okay. That's what that expression means, by the way, in case you're wondering. You might have heard it in yeshivish context. Merapsa nigra. The merapsan igra. Igra is the Aramaic word for roof. Okay. Thank you, David. Weinreich, senior. Is junior here?
Yeah.
I said junior, not here. Okay, fine. We'll just call it, we'll call you the elder versus the younger. I don't want to, junior, senior might be, maybe it's the same thing. Go ahead. Don't want to give anybody a complex. Take that, my baravashi. Siv Zion. It says dafka levato pleitasa because as the Shach says in Katan Chatal lafuke levatal hi atzma, if you don't recognize it, because then it's considered a beria if it's got a chick in it. Okay, if it were only no chick in it, so then it might be a davar shebeminyan, but that's a separate discussion. Okay, ches. Chametz v'Pesach is not is oser b'mashu, and Yai Nesach is oser b'mina b'mashu. Mati?
Just to go back to Zion. So if you have a beitza of a non-kosher bird,
fertilized or not?
Non-fertilized.
Yeah.
So it doesn't require. It's just plus of a rove.
It may not be oser at all. I mean, maybe certainly a rove should be enough because there's no flavor. That's what the Gemara sounds like.
There's no flavor. So I'm just
wondering. That's sure what it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch. You heard that? What? Yes. In Danny's honor, we'll add the Shach of Zion to the list. The Torah points out that Orla in Kler Kerem Ein Lanu Esek B'Matan, which either means when dealing with it here, we don't have it B'Sman Hazeh. The Ramah is following that tradition. He decides Ein Lanu B'Hem Esek Ata. So he doesn't mention them. I understand.
They say so. The shot's more compelling. Neither of his answers are particularly compelling. The one that's more compelling is that here these are Shira and Mamashahu, or less than Masayim, anyways.
Okay. Fine. Continue. So the Ramah makes a very important distinction. He's talking about a milsa davi de la taima. The Ramah says that if there is tam in the pot from the food, even though there was less than a 60th, so he says it's usur, provided that the isur that it's flavoring is usur mitzad atzmo. In other words, he's about to say if you have salt, which is really usur in its own right, and the pate is salty, so then it's osir. But if the salt was only balua midam, and there's another shishim keneged all the salt, the volume of the salt, because the salt may be nasis nevela. But in terms of what is considered no saint tam, you have to follow the tam of the isser. And we look at the salt as if it's all dam, and if that amount of dam could not, if it's less than a 60th, and it could not flavor this pot, then it's mutta, despite the fact that you can taste the salt. There's an Aruch HaShulchan here. It's really at the beginning of the simon, but he raises the issue here again, which I have to say I don't think is correct. The Aruch HaShulchan claims that Shitas HaTosfos is that if there's more than one, if there's less than 1/60th of Isser, even if you can still taste it, it's mutter. That's called the Tam Kolosh. I don't think Tosfos says that. I think all the Tosfos is like the Rambam, in principle. He may not agree in the practical details, but Tosfos says like the Rambam. It's all about Nesinas Tam. 60 is just a rule of thumb. But if you know there's Tom or you know there's not Tom, that's even Tosfos is where you follow that. But he's got a very interesting sheet. You can look at the beginning of the simon, and he raises this issue again. He calls it Tom Kolosh. Okay. So anyway, so the Ramah says, look at the continuation of the Ramah for a moment. We'll come back and look at the Shach in a second. Go ahead. Yeah, Mechmas Atzman as opposed to if they're Asurim, because of something that they were bolea. How do you have salt that's actually asur mechmas atzmo?
Neder.
What?
Said neder.
Who said that? Mati. Nevad. How about if it was Nevad? Yusra Avodah Zarah. Tikrov Avodah Zarah.
I was going to say that's the simplest way to...
Yes.
What?
Esav? Gail? Okay, fine. I'm enjoying because I can only answer your questions like that because I'm learning this for the... I've never heard that question for the multiple times. I would have asked the same question. Okay. Chav Ches in the Shach. Imati, a question?
So even though Nesinas Tam is all that matters, we're never concerned with the fact that when you have like the taste of blood, that you wouldn't really have tasted, but when you have like salt, like now you can taste, you know what I'm saying? So when you salt food, it brings up the flavors of the food. So we're never concerned about that. We only ever worry about what the flavor itself was by itself.
What the blood would have been.
So, right, I guess we're saying that sometimes salt can bring out the flavor of something you wouldn't have otherwise tasted. But we don't worry about that?
Well, again, the assumption is you don't taste the dam in this pot. Right? In other words, the problem is you're not tasting dam in this pot. There was less than a 60th, even despite the fact that it was salted. The problem is you're tasting salt. So the answer is, if you treat all, according to the Ramah, you treat the volume of the salt as if it were kulo dam, and if that amount of dam you could taste in the pot, then it's called Nesinas Tam. Yes, by blood we would use shishim. Correct. If you look at the Shach and Sivkat and Chaches, al nesin tam mikdeir lachain, kolomai dechol ha-surim, ha-surim di-alma, lo avidi l'taima min astam, b'teila mishishim, lefish einos ten tam b'yosim mishishim. Ela imkein nirgash taimo, da'az pshita da'asuch, ha-mosha kasu ha-rash-rash-bavaran, u-mevi'im b'esio, separation in zeh.
V'chein shar poske v'upashut v'lachein kevan de'margishin taimo ena batal afil b'yosem yishishim hilkach melech etavlam ena b'tel mafil b'elef l'fiv shemin hastam nosin tam afil b'elef kevan shenasim litein tam d'hamilsa d'abid l'taima ena batal hainu nami mitam shemistamahu nosin tam afil b'elef uchadamuchach b'divrei sefer ha-truma. Note, just by the way here, there are two svarim. One is the Sefer HaTruma, which is authored by the famous Baal HaTosfos Rabbeinu Baruch. It is frequently misnamed when the Torah, I believe, quotes it. He calls it the Sefer HaTrumos, which was a totally different Sefer. It was written by a much more relatively obscure Rishon. Rabbeinu Baruch is a major figure. He's one of the big Baal HaTosfos. But normally what you're going to see quoted is the Sefer HaTruma. Sometimes, again, you'll see it in the Torah. I don't know how much you have in Isvehet, we saw it all over the place in Nida, where it's sometimes quoted as Sefer HaTrumos, but that's actually incorrect. It's Sefer HaTruma. Rabbeinu Baruch, Baal Sefer HaTruma. So, Chalmuchach midevei Sefer HaTruma, Shehvi Wator, Beis Yosef, Sof Simen Kofhei, Ulefize, Hecha Diyadua, Bibirur, She'enu Nosein Tam. If you know there'll be no Nosein Tam, Kigon, Shenaf Al Kor Echad Shemelech, one like little kernel, one little, I don't know, blob of salt, fell in, otavlin, leyora gedola mutter, because you know what it'll be about them. Chayn mashmer and lehedya b'tars chathas, klaupe hei, din chlaupe chayn matzasi, b'tosis vav dezar, sof dima masal tavlin, behedya v'zeh lashono, v'had the time and lobato lobain, the memory of the lobato klal, and lobato kishari sum, albato vadai, shapir, ki adin and vadai, din spat al tam, kigom yorgdol ankan lashono, v'chayn hu v'poskim. Okay. Fine. Note, by the way, I asked you to take a look at the Shach Siv Katan Chavtes in the Prima Gadim. So Machlok is the Shach in the Pre-Chadash. When you have Bitul B'Shishim, but you have Tam, Milsa V'Taima, whether that Tam is Nisra D'Raisa or Nisra Rabbanon. Obviously, we're talking according to the Shita that Tam Ke'ikar is D'Raisa. Then, when it's less than Shishim, it's not D'Raisa D'Rabbanon. The Shach says, quote the Yisra V'Heter saying it's Mid Rabbanon. I find that to be a Pella. I don't understand why at all. Who cares? According to the Baal HaTosfos, take the Baal HaTosfos. The Baal HaTosfos don't care about Shishim. Shishim is just a rule of thumb. So why would you think that Tam Kikar is any different if it's 159th and you can taste it or 170th and you can taste it? It should be the exact same thing. I don't understand that position at all. I don't have the Pre-Chadash in my Shulchan Aruch. Some of you may have it in the back. I didn't look. What? I don't have it on the side either. Neither the back nor the side. But I would think the Pre-Chadash position is intuitive, but I didn't read it, so I'd be curious if you have a chance, take a look in it and see what the Pre-Chadash says. But the Prima Gadim, the Sif Sei Das quotes, Ayin Shach va Pre-Chadash oschafei mashma decholek. Okay, I thought it was Pashut that it should be an Issa D'Raisa, but okay, apparently it's not Pashut. Fine. It's finally the magic Sif test. I apologize, I have Sif Yud on the Mekoros. That's the Eliyahu HaNavi. That's Koshel Eliyahu. Okay. Siftes. Reinreich. And if you don't read Siftes, well, I'm going to make you read Sif Yud.
We don't have to read that. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I see. Kidere Sheyesh Ba 59. Zeisim Heter. Benach Luba. Enef Luba. Bezeisim. Echad Shal Dam. Echad Shal Chalav.
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 How do I know it's chaylev and not cholav? Shh. What did you say, Weinreich? Just stop. Because the whole point of the rush is yisurim of atlans as a cholav falling into a pot of vegetables. They don't have a basar here, right? So. And you'll see the Ramah will say that if Basar fell into one and Challah fell into the other, same did. Right? Yeah. But the whole point of the Rush is Tamei Yisur Vatlan says, a Challah falling to vegetables is not awesome.
Okay, so I've been assuming the Ramah.
Ellie, question?
What about the Tzad that says Dam and Challah have the same taste?
Basar and Chela, you mean?
No, Dam and Challah. I mean, I'm not saying it's here.
Oh, come on. I know. Feh. On those grounds alone, I would read Chalav. Dam and Chalav the same taste.
Okay.
Whatever. So it's fine for the Mechaber, because he doesn't hold Chanan. It's fine for the Rush, because he doesn't hold Chanan. This is the Tshuva Sarash. But the Ramah adds, V'kol Shekein...
V'vato chavero.
So the kasha is, the Ramah's din makes sense for the Ramah. But he's thinking as a kosher cane, implying that he's modeh to the mechaber's din. And that's why the Shach and Sivkat and Lamedalad asks the question, and he says, Bitur kosov, v'chein shloshim, v'b'shulchan aruch ha'yishan, v'b'li ha'goz kosov, v'chein chavtes zesim, v'chein u'b'tshuvas arash, v'u yoser nachon, v'havalei rehusa yoser, otherwise, it's not yisur mevatlan zeseh. V'dok, v'mikam akom tzorachiyun, v'hai din alo shayach v'fimai d'kaim alan chanan b'chol ha'yisurim, v'cheva d'nof al kizayin stam l'kdeira achas v'lo ha'yo bo shishim, nasis nevela v'chein ha'kideira shniya, Miu, Reisha Ikal Farushe Binaflu Hashne Zesim, Bevas Achas, the Cholechan Mavato Tam Chaver, Avahocha, the Mayor Bishte Kederos, Kasha, the Lohava Leila Harav, Listom Hadvarim. The Ramah should not have remained silent, number one. Viot Shakasa, the Kosha came Mishne Zesim, Achashadvina, Mashma, the Beresha Moda, the Machaber, and this is a Kavachomer, Vahalesa, the Mind the Kaimel, and Hanan, Bahala Isurim. The pshita, the hainu afilu b'shogeg. You say chanan, even if it was later in Isaiah b'shogeg. Can the muchach become a duchte? Uch lekaman simen tzadi tesef hei behedya. So the yesh lomar, number one. The stama dvarim in yalach balach, do amrinan chanan behefsa meruba, kidil el, besimen tzadi beisif dalet. The chakosav, bahagam, besimen tzadi tesef hei. Possibility one is this is a case where you didn't actually cook the stuff, it just fell in and mixed. That's lach balach. And b'makom hefsa meruba, you don't say chanan by shari surin. That's possibility one. Now, the Od Yeshlom, the Rav Azul Tamesh, and Pasuk Petorah Chatas, Havesid Lekam and Simin Tzadi Hesid Kotan Tesvav, then the Tosef Allah Isr Shogei Kotam Shinoda Tarovas, Lomrin and Hanan, Vein Tzorach Allah Shishim Kenegara Isr. Im Kain, Maimi Hocha, Shinisavu, Beis Akateros Yachat, Kotam Shinoda Tarovas. So the Ramah has a position that he quotes based upon, I think, the Isr Vaheter. It's debated whether that's really what it means, is that Yediyos are machalkos. If you don't know in between, and as let's say a half a kazayis of Isser falls into 30 kazayisim of heter, and you don't find out about it, and before you find out about it, another 30 kazayisim heter fall in. So the Ramah has a position in the Torah Schatas. I thought it's not in the Ramah itself. Is it in the Hagah? He says it's in the Hagah. That you don't say Hanan if you didn't know about the Tarovis in between. Therefore, you could say that's what happens here. However, the Shach says, "Avalamay dochachti shan b'afil lo noda tarovus amrin chanan in kein lo shayach adina b'nafal lebeis kederes m'pachs mishishim im lo b'lach b'lach besim ruba." So he says the Shach thinks that's wrong. Although it would, if the Ramah held that way, that would explain why the Ramah didn't say anything here. Avo mikomakom. Besides this, nafgaminin le'in dochalachah mevatal tam chaveru kishnaflu shteim v'asachas lenuntes. Inami, so that he already suggested, if it happens at once, inami im nafal kizayis gvina l'chavtal zayisim heter, uvikder acheres nafal kizayis basa l'shloshim zayisim shel heter, v'nisarvu ein l'beis ha-taruvos b'shogeg demutav, l'oshay chanan kevan dadayin kulo heter. You can't say chanan on either part. You don't say that kol ha-chaticha nasis cholav, kol ha-chaticha nasis basa. You only say kol ha-chaticha nasis nevela. Uchad l'el simen tzadidal sivva, b'kama duchtei. So that's nafkamina, possibly, we now are counting three and a half nafkaminas. Number one, if it's lach b'lach behesed meruba. Number two, according to the Ramah, if lo no da'at taros in between. Number three, that's number two. Number three, if it's kazayis, if it's basar, if it fell b'basachas. Number four, if kazayis of milk fell into one, of vina fell into one, and basar into the other. Then he says, Inami, nafgamina, nafal kizayis dam, latoch shishim zesim shel heter. V'acharkach nafal kizayis v'od shel chelav, v'osam samach alav zesim, dein tzarach shishim neged shnei zesim, elu shel iser, elagama kizayis dam, shenafal barishonim, itztarech levata la kizayis. That's another way of creating two isurim b'zachar zeh, where the first one didn't make it nevela. But you need iser to be mevatel iser, right? Without that first kizayis of dam, the kizayis of chelav would not have been batel. Right, the ilu lo hayinu mitzdarfen a kazayis shodam. He says, lo hayashishim levatal a kazayis of chayla. V'chayla v'achzayis ha'od. V'hashad chol echad levatal tam chaveru gamu mitzdarf levatal. Though the truth is, in this case, only one is being levatal the other. They're not each being levatal the other. Right, if a dam fell in first, one kazayis of dam into a 60 kazayisim of heter, and then one plus kazayisim of chaylev into that taroves, the dam is levatal the chaylev. But the chaylev wasn't necessary to be mevatel adam. Miu kolza dafka b'shnei minim isurim she'ein taimam shava avol b'min echad le'olam chozer v'ne'er l'chatamon simen tzadi tes
sivav, which is why you end the last shach, which I may not give you, but the Rush says the sarvak there is yachad b'shogeg abu b'mezid yispar dino b'simin tzadi tes sifhev ayin sham. So by now we have completed simin tzadi ches, but because we have so many times referenced simin tzadi tes, you are all chomping at the bit and eager and waiting to go on to simin tzadi tes. So mirtz Hashem tomorrow morning, and you will begin with the material simin tzadi tes. I will send makoros.